I don't mean to be braggadocious, but raise your glasses for Two Tall Tom's Terribly Trivial Tuesday Tidbits.
Today,
it's award-winning as of this weekend, tall guy.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
So congratulations to you.
Well, thank you. It's quite an honor, to be honest with you.
And you know what? The awards don't just stop at Tom's weather. Oh. They also go, I am so pumped for you to go back to your high school and be honored as well this weekend, tall guy.
Well, it was kind of surprising. I got notified 3 months ago about, and I was like, really? That was how many years ago? That was 48 years ago. And it was notified that not only me, but my little sister, who graduated 4 years after me, who won the state high school basketball championship in 1980, she's being honored too.
Love it.
Look, that's awesome.
Yeah. The honors just keep rolling in for the tall guy.
More importantly, though, for the first time in, I think, 5 or 6 years, I have a brother in Georgia. He's going to come up for this, too. The three of us are going to be in the same space for the first time in 5 or 6 years.
Aww. Really? That's great.
Is there just three of you?
There's just three. I'm the oldest.
Okay.
My sister's the youngest, and my brother's in the middle.
Okay. Oh, how cool is that? I love it.
That's going to be a lot of fun, and I'm going to see some old teammates that I haven't seen since high school, and my basketball coach is going to be there, too, and some other folks that I was friends with. So it's going to be even better than a high school reunion.
Wow. That's really cool.
Well, thank you.
That's sort of like a once-in-a-lifetime thing. This doesn't happen again.
Gosh, if I get inducted twice, then I'll know something's really, someone out there is really.
Well, all of the stars, with not only your induction, but sort of all of the people there, all of your siblings, your coaches. I mean, that's just all comes together for a really cool experience.
Yeah, it does. And, you know, coming out of COVID, COVID was a big reason a lot of us haven't been able to get together, and other factors, too. But that's probably the most important thing that is going to bring us all together again. So that's really exciting.
I love it. Okay, well, we'll be excited to hear all about that next week. But let's talk weather, since that's what we do on Tuesdays.
Yes.
Award-winning.
Oh, boy.
We'll take your questions, 35270. That's our Adventure RV Text Club. You can sure call on in and talk to the tall guy as well.
Questions, comments, complaints.
There you go. Yep. No complaints on this weather, though. I mean, yep, it's a little bit drizzly and rainy. Seems like that's going to be the trend for this week. But as I heard you say during the morning crew several times, I don't think anyone's complaining about a little bit of moisture. We need it.
Although I've heard some barking from snow lovers. They're a little bit upset. But you know
what?
Sure,
yeah.
The time is coming past for that. We have to move on.
Yeah, there you go.
It's like me in November. I love golf, but you know, I face the fact it's time for me to move on in November.
Bingo. Right.
Yes. So,
but you know, if we did not get all this rain and the future rain is in the forecast, you know, it'd be very dry out there. And we had a lot of blowing dust on Saturday with that hurricane force wind, it seemed. And so the rain did help to settle that down. So I'll always take rain. I never complain about rain.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody does. I think everybody's kind of happy to see a little bit of moisture, but wow, you were saying earlier what a difference a year makes. You know, last April was just brutal. We could not hit 40 to save anything. We could not find spring in the forecast, and now we've got rain and 48 degrees. It seems like this is exactly what April should be.
Well, you mentioned the 40 thing. I got some numbers here for you. Last year, it took until April 2nd to hit 40 for the first time. Okay. Now, we were like 60 in November or 50s in February. I mean, this year. We waited until April 11th to hit 50. Now, we've done that many times this year. And we waited until April 27th to finally hit 60. And here we are this year. We're talking 70 plus for the weekend. Okay. And probably more importantly, I'm looking at the climate log from last April, and it's very stunning to know that on April 5th, we still had 22 inches of snow on the ground.
Holy moly!
Now, that's just the flat-out measurement. The drifts were way high. I remember my mailbox, I couldn't hardly see. And we're talking April.
That is amazing.
I know. On this date, April 9th, we still had 17 inches on the ground.
Yes.
And we were still looking at measurable snow on the ground of at least an inch until April 21st.
Yes, I remember. Now that you're saying this, it's jogging all these memories. Mm-hmm. But I got out the sidewalk chalk and I made a bunny out of sidewalk chalk on our driveway. And when I took a picture of it, the snow was as high as one of our cars in the grass. Like you could see our driveway, but the snow was still, as you know, you could barely see out your windows over the snow that was still in our yards. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How crazy.
It was nuts. And we were having conversations on Tidbits last year about, will there be snow on the ground in May? And there was, in some northern exposures of buildings and along tree lines. Early May, we still had snow on the ground. And the warmest temperature last April was 63 on the 27th. But then, as you probably know very well, we flipped the switch in a big way in May. We went from 0 to 100 in no time at all. I mean, figuratively speaking, we were already above 80 by the 11th, and we had a string of 90s right around Memorial Day, if you remember that, heading to the century mark in June. So we went from cold to hot with no in between. In fact, you could probably make a case that we really didn't have a spring last year.
No, you are absolutely correct. And I'm curious about this too, Tom, because I think when you talk about Saturday and Sunday with some highs like into the mid to upper 70s, people kind of forget that we can still have some good frosty mornings after that, even though we're getting high in the afternoon and the evening, but we could still get frost. So, like, don't bring your plants outside yet. Give them a little time to get hardy.
Well, the earliest, or I should say the latest average date of frost around here is like the third week of May.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So, I mean, it can still happen even as we get into May. So, I mean, we have a long way to go before we can pretty much say, yeah, we're just pretty much safe now. We're never going to get any more frost. So, I mean, yeah, it could be really warm right now, but it can flip just like that. I think a couple of years ago in April, we went from a 74 for a high, and then 2 days later, we had 29. So, for a high.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
So, you're talking like almost a 50-degree temperature swing in 2 days. So, it can go the other way just as quickly, but I don't really see that coming up.
So, let me ask you a question about some of these temperature swings. So, like, right now, the ground is still fairly cold, right? You know, it hasn't had a chance to warm up yet. So, do we see more drastic temperature swings because we've got a cold ground and, like, when the sun goes down, it gets colder faster? Or do we see them... Oh, in the fall when it's warm during the day and then cooling at night?
Well, what the ground does when it's cold, and it is at this time of year, because of the fact we've gone through the wintertime, and right now the sun is about as strong as it is in mid-August, okay? And we all know how hot it can get in mid-August. The reason it gets hotter in August versus April is that the ground has been warm because of the previous month's summer has warmed up the ground. Now, with a cold ground, yes, that will allow for the temperatures to go down at night. And like last April, when we had all that snow on the ground, that further allows for nighttime temperatures to get very cold. And it also pretty much eliminates temperatures during the day, even with the sun out, from getting as warm as they possibly can. So, the cooler ground does keep the temperatures, let's just say, a little bit cooler. But the fact that we had that rain recently might have keeps the ground a little bit cooler. But overall, with the lack of snowfall, the ground is not as cold as it would be had we had more snow this winter.
There you go. You learn something new every day, and you darn tootin' every Tuesday you will learn
something. Oh, well, I learn something new, and sometimes I surprise myself. So I don't, you know, the things that come out of my mouth even surprise me sometimes. So,
and, you know, Tom, let me to go back to the very beginning. So when you head to Wisconsin this weekend, are there people who ask you to bring you stuff back from Wisconsin? Like anyone being like, oh, you got to stop and get me some cheese curds.
Oh, give me some beer from the local brewery.
Right,
you know?
Yes, yes.
Give me some cheese. I might be inclined to bring something back, so I may have a little surprise for you.
Oh, well, there you go.
You really never know. You know?
That's awesome. And hey, congratulations again on not only your Eric Severide Award, but being honored at your high school as well, both you and your sister, and getting some sibling time. That's really great. That's awesome to hear, Tom.
Yeah, thanks. It's going to be interesting to go back to the old building, which I haven't seen in 44 years. Back
oh
in
my
the day,
gosh.
When I went there, it was a new building in the early to mid-70s, and it had carpeting and air conditioning. It was state-of-the-art back then. We're talking the 1970s. I'd be really interested to see how it looks now.
It's going to seem so small now.
You know,
when you go back to those places that you visited as a kid,
well,
and everything seems so big.
Yeah.
Do you remember how tall you were at the time when you were there? Like
in high school?
Yeah. Has your height changed at all?
I was pretty much the same height, give or take fractions of an inch. So
that's good.
I'll still duck through the doors like I used to.
Yeah.
I think my grandma lost something like 8 inches as she, you know, like from the time she graduated, from the time going back to like a reunion.
I've lost 2.5.
Okay, so
overall.
Maybe things will seem bigger now.
Well,
you never
maybe.
Know.
Or smaller because I've gained some girth since then. I don't know.
Someone said latest below zero temp in Fargo. Do you have that stat off the top of your head, or is this something we should look up for next
week? I can
week?
Look it up, but I do have this for the texter. I do have that the coldest April temperature ever was 13 below on the first back in 1881.
Eek.
That's the coldest ever. The hottest ever on the 21st in 1980 when it hit 100.
April's really all over the board, isn't it?
April is, let's just say, April is an agitated month.
Yeah, yeah, it really
atmospheric agitation, I refer to it as.
There you go. I like that. Yeah, you just really never know what's going to be happening in April.
It's a very bipolar month.
Yep, yep. I like that. It keeps us guessing, right? Keeps us on our toes.
That's why we live here, right?
Looking from last year to this year, yeah. But I, you know, a little bit of rainy and some clouds for the whole week, but then it looks like, is this going to kind of clear up for the weekend?
Just in time for what looks to be an outstanding weekend. So something to look forward to, definitely.
I love that. Yeah, let's clear it all up, and then we've got sunny skies on Friday and Saturday.
Absolutely.
Maybe could hit 70.
Plus.
Ah, yes. Yeah. We love it.
And that might last on the Monday, too, so.
Okay. Okay, that's good news. That's good news. Let's just get through the week.
Yeah.
To tell Tom Shemansky, thanks. Appreciate it.
You got it.